is the CBC Radio Network.
Back now to Jordan Maxwell. Are you there, Jordan?
Yes, I am, Art.
All right.
I have a quote I'd like to quote in relation to our economic situation.
Yes, go right
back,
ahead.
Back in 1948, the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, Brave New World.
Yes.
In the introduction written by Julian Huxley, it's an interesting quotation. We're talking about 1948. Mm-hmm. It says, quote, "As political and economic freedom diminishes, sexual freedom tends compensatingly to increase, mm-hmm. and the dictator, unless he needs cannon fodder and families with which to colonize empty and conquer territories, this dictator will do well to encourage that freedom. In conjunction with the freedom to daydream, under the influence of dope, the movies, and the radio, it will help to reconcile his subjects to the servitude which is now their fate," end quote.
All right.
So,
let me give you a quote from somebody who just sent a fax in Charleston, South Carolina. "This man on Dreamland saying the Catholics are a group subversive in nature, well, I just hate it when people attack a very wealthy church that is, quote, very moral and has not changed like other churches. I am a Catholic, and the Pope is not Jim Jones or David Koresh. This guy must be suffering from paranoid delusions." How do you respond to that?
First of all, I never said that the Pope was like Jim Jones, or that there seems to be an awful lot of people putting words into my mouth that I didn't say.
Well, this will give you an opportunity to unsay them
clarify them.
Yeah, that's right.
The fact of the matter is that the Catholic Church has been guilty of, and is today guilty of, intervening into political affairs, be it throughout the world. As I said, my mother had an uncle, and I used to sit and listen to him talk about the Vatican, the Jesuitical assassinations, how Jesuits were used to assassinate people, how the assassins in the Middle East provided narcotics and drugs. It is a very well-known story that the Catholic Church has been involved in very powerful syndicates and underworld organizations, and one needs only to see movies like Godfather 3, where it even talks about the P2, or Propaganda Due Lodge of Freemasonry, operating in the Vatican. People need to get their heads out of the sand and find out that the Catholic Church is not the holy, sanctimonious organization that they think it is. Religion, generally speaking, across the board, I don't care if it's Jewish, if it's Catholic, Protestant, or Islamic, or any other religious organizations have been involved in political movements, and any time you
But Jordan, of course they have. The Catholic Church, the bishops, I think, just made a statement about the Republican plan, saying more or less it's mean-spirited. They didn't use those words, but you know, they said it'd produce more abortions and or whatever. In other words, whether it's Catholics or anybody else, of course religion is involved in politics. How could it not be?
Absolutely, but I'm saying it is even involved on a far more esoteric level. It's a far more deeper level. Has the Vatican been involved in the politics of Europe? It has engaged itself in the murder and the violence in Europe, in revolutions. We know that the Jesuits are guilty of all sorts of intrigue in government. I am sure there's a lot of blood that has been shed during the Middle Ages, during the Reformation, the Inquisitions. As a matter of fact, I believe that the Catholic Church became, and I didn't bring the Catholic Church up, but since it's been brought up, let me say this. I believe that the Catholic Church is a very wealthy organization.
It is
a very prominent theological institution in the world, for the very reason that at a time, at certain periods in history, you had to be a Catholic or you were beheaded. You were put to death on the stake and burned at the stake. And until such time as we find out how these great religious institutions got to be great and large because of violence and bloodshed and murder, there is nothing holy about how the Catholic Church got to be a great empire.
Jordan, you seem to be angry at religion.
Yes, because I'm tired of Jews calling in saying that I have said something against the Jewish people. Then I get Catholics calling in saying I've said something against the great and holy Church. All I am saying is something that great people in the past have written on from the founding of this country, is that there is, in fact, a phenomena in our world today, and that is the existence of secret societies and fraternal orders operating behind our professions, our institutions of higher learning, our governments, and our theological institutions. And until such time as we wake up and find out who prints the money, where the ideas come from, who has the power behind the scenes, and as long as we are going to continue to hold on to antiquated, outdated concepts and ideas about how holy we are as a people and how righteous and holy our institutions are, we're never going to get to the bottom of how we got in the mess we're in today.
All right. Well, be careful not to pull any punches here, Jordan. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Hi, my name is Renzo.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up. You're very hard to hear.
I live in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
All right.
Uh-huh. Well, Art, this is the worst guest you've ever had on.
Why do you say that?
Well, Jordan, you're so full of it, I'd like to come down there and slap you, you little jerk.
I guess, is that the extent of it, or is there going to be...
I think maybe.
You just say these things that make no sense.
All right,
you
caller, say, like, wait a minute. No, hold on, Jordan. Caller, hold on. Caller, like what?
Like he says, I believe, I think, he has nothing to support this. You're so full of it. Aliens. Affecting society? How? Chaos happens. There's too many people here.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. You want to respond, Jordan?
I don't think there's anything to respond to. I mean, he had his opinion, and I've got mine.
All right. We'll leave it there, then. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell. Hello? No. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell. Hi.
Hello, Jordan. I would like to ask you some questions about some things I've been hearing you say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right now trying to form an opinion about what I think of secret societies. I've had friends of mine tell me about groups like the CFR, the Trilateral. I've had them mention a word like the Illuminati that you've mentioned. They call it the Order of the Illuminati. I'd like to know what you think about all those, the one world government, the worldly conspiracies, and that sort of thing. I don't know really what to think of it yet. And
well,
I'll get off the phone and let you comment.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. I think you're very informative.
All right, thank you.
I tend to believe that some of the greatest people in our history have believed in such things. If you will let me, I would like to quote George Washington. In 1798, September 25, I have a photocopy of a letter by George Washington to one of his friends where he said, I have heard much of the nefarious and the dangerous plans and the doctrines of the Illuminati. And then a second letter, he says, it was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of the Illuminati and the principles of Jacobinism had not spread in the United States. On the contrary, no one is more truly satisfied of this fact than I am. Then he goes on to say, George Washington goes on to say, that individual, he talks about Freemasons, and then he says, I do not believe that all Freemasons are guilty of this kind of thing, of this kind of conspiratorial action, but that individuals of them may have done this, or that the founder or instruments employed to found the democratic societies in the United States may have had these objects in mind and actually had the separation of the people from their government is too evident to be questioned. And then Benjamin Disraeli, July 14, 1856, Benjamin Disraeli said to the House of Commons, quote, there is in Italy a power which we seldom mention in this house. I mean the secret societies. It is useless to deny, because it is impossible to conceal, that a great part of Europe, the whole of Italy and France, and a great portion of Germany, to say nothing of other countries in the world, is covered with a network of these secret societies, just as the surfaces of the earth are now being covered with railroads, end quote. I can go on and read about 25 other great quotes from leading industrialists, leading leaders throughout the world, religious and political, talking about the existence of political and criminal secret societies that are working out the country today. And I think that until such time as we look at and get a clear view as to where these institutions have come from, the special interest that we're all concerned about, and believe me, there's nothing more powerful than a special interest that's been around for hundreds of years knowing how to manipulate people. And we're history books are filled with this.
All right, Jordan. Wild card line, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Yes. Good evening, Art. This is Greg in Mountain Home. How are you doing?
Oh, fine.
Mr. Maxwell, I've been listening to your conversations tonight with great interest. I was wondering, in my readings of all this, and I've been reading about this for a number of years, not as many as you, it seems to me, and I've never really been able to put my finger on it, but it seems to be that there's an interlocking between these organizations, not necessarily one all-encompassing organization, as Art would like to put his finger on, but that individuals from one group belong to organization in another group, belong to another group, and that the ideas and the personnel kind of interlock in a network.
Oh, yes, yes. I have seen the same thing, and that's been known and commented on by many authors and writers and researchers in the field, that many of the names of prominent members that were known to be members of certain secret societies in Europe, their names keep turning up in American societies, and we can trace that kind of thing for at least those records that we do have of these societies. So you're right. Yes, there is a connections can be made between individuals. For instance, the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations in our country, it's not a secret society as such, but it is a semi-secret order in that we don't know, and we're not privy to know all of its workings behind the scenes.
All right, are the guys and gals in the CFR also likely to be the same ones dancing about the owl?
No, I don't think so. I think some of them may be. But we know that the CFR is connected to something in England called the British Institute or the Royal Institute for International Affairs. You've got to know that any time you're talking about big money, big government and political power, you've got to know that there are going to be fraternal orders and special interest groups involved in this kind of thing. Now, because we, on our level where we live, the common people, aren't bothered by such things or involved in such things, we tend to think that that everything is going along just fine. I don't think so. I think that there's a very powerful presence of something called special interest in international politics, and I think we see it operating all around us, and we just haven't opened our eyes to see and listen with our ears well enough to catch all of these connections that can be made. And believe me, there are a lot of very highly educated academic people who have written on this subject, not just me.
And All right. Back to the phones. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell.
Hi, this is Dave in Wichita, and I have a question for Jordan. First of all, I went to a Jesuit high school, and let there be no doubt, Jesuit private high school, let there be no doubt that there are highly organized societies within the Jesuit. Another thing, too, regarding your question, Art, how is this taught? Is it all written down somewhere? Well, it harks back to the ancient Greek times with the mystery plays, in which these symbols were utilized in terms of acting out a play.
Oh, yeah.
Who only the initiates knew how to interpret. And this is carried back all through the centuries to the Bohemian Club. And I was wondering if he could elaborate on that, Jordan.
Well, that's exactly right, because they do have the mystery plays and skits that are put on at the Bohemian Society and the Bohemian Club. And I think it's interesting that it's called the Bohemian Grove, because when you get into grove worship, that's a whole new thing with the Druids and the Druids of England and Northern Europe in their grove worship. And if you'll remember that the ancient Druids had a priesthood, the Druid priest, and one of the symbols of their magic was the magic wand, like Merlin the magician.
Yes.
And magic wands were always made out of Hollywood. And I believe that we still have the magic worked on us by Hollywood. And there's a lot of symbolism and emblems that are used in movies and motion pictures. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, they're looking for the Cup of Christ. Why is Adolf Hitler looking for the Cup of Christ? Why is Darth Vader wearing the Nazi helmet? All of these are symbols and emblems denoting something, and I believe that there's something serious involved in it. I don't think it's all child's play, and I know that people who are involved in such research know that there is something very serious about the occultism that is going on in our country today.
All right, wild card line, your turn with Jordan Maxwell.
Hi there, I'm calling from San Diego.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Maxwell, I just want to make a couple of comments. I think you're right on. and I really appreciate your outspokenness. And I think you really hit it on the head with that comment that our blindness is due to the fact that we want to identify with these sanctimonious organizations and hold ourselves up. And
yep.
That's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. There is some support.
Yeah, well,
It seems, Jordan, as though you're either received well with those who agree or almost violently from those who disagree.
Well, the people who are violently disagreeing, I believe, are they're rejecting, because they are rejecting off the, just totally, right off the top, they're in denial.
Well, I've got to say, Jordan, I listened to you talk about Catholicism for quite a while. I'm not Catholic.
Yeah.
But if I were Catholic and devout, I'd probably want to hit you on the head.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you were a member of the family of people who were burned at the stake, their heads were cut off, hot lead was poured in the face of human beings, hot lead was poured down their throat, people were beheaded, murdered throughout, thousands were murdered at a time in France and Germany by the church. There's been a lot of crime committed by churches and religious organizations throughout the world.
Well, indeed, wars have been fought.
Well, I know, and I'm not attributing anything bad to the Catholic people today, but I am saying you better do some history, research into your history of how the church got to be so powerful. In a dog-eat-dog world, how did the Catholic Church get to be as powerful as it is? It got to be that way because history says it was a very despotic and powerful movement in Europe, and if you didn't join, you're dead.
I didn't mean to set you off again, Jordan. Stand by. We'll be right back to you for another 30 minutes. You're listening to Dreamland on the CBC Radio Network.